Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Welcome back in the Volleyball Show. Our thanks to First Interstate Bank, SignPro, and Rimrock Stages Trailways. We're back with the head coach. They hit the long road trip. Now it's time to play some home games, and already the GNAC going to get underway in Billings with Alaska Fairbanks. We'll be back to talk to the head coach right after this. This is the Volleyball Show.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
Back with Dana Cordova, the head coach of the Lady Yellow Jackets on the Volleyball Show. Coach, talk a little about the road trip. You did only, you know, get the one match, but was there improvement from week to week? When were you pleased about that? And talk a little about the long road to start the new season.
You know, it was a two tough tournaments. I feel that, you know, the record doesn't show it, but we started to make strides. We're a very, very young team, and I think our inexperience really showed. You know, we're trying to find an identity. You know, we were in every game. You can't always go by scores. If you were there, you'd see that the girls had every opportunity to take the wins, and just we've made way too many mental mistakes and just gave them way too many points. But when we finally got the win, it was kind of like almost something finally clicked, and the girls realized that if they just relax and they play together, they can get the win. A lot of times we were right in the chance to win the game, and we just, instead of doing it as a team and doing what got us to that point, we tried too hard, and a lot of individualism showed up, and you can't win like that. But I think getting that win, which was against a tough team, I personally believe one of the tougher teams in that tournament. But it was good, and it's nice to be coming back, and hopefully we can keep it on track. And, you know, I told the girls the new season began on Saturday when we got that win, and it's everything uphill from there.
What did you see in that win, if there was, you know, anything that stood out versus the other matches?
You know, in that win, it took everybody. You know, to say everybody played their best game, I can't say that, but it was the best team performance. You know, if we get everybody, you know, shooting on all cylinders at the right time, we could beat anybody. You know, in my mind, honestly, and if you ask most of the girls, they'll tell you the same thing. They really thought they were better than every team we played. It just, we had the way more talent. We just did not have the team going for us.
Fair enough. Our thanks to Dana Cordova on the Volleyball Show. We'll be back in already a big homestand, a big tournament, and all of a sudden the GNAC opener just around the corner on the Volleyball Show.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game, no matter what your game is, baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Catering to today's traveler, the Juniper Inn offers affordable, quality accommodations with king and queen size beds and new executive facilities for the business traveler. The Juniper Inn offers complimentary shuttle service as well as special medical and corporate rates and much more. Their friendly staff works hard to cater to your special needs. Juniper Inn, 1315 North 27th Street, Billings. Call toll free 1-800-826-7530.
Welcome back, everyone. Putting another cap on a volleyball show. Alaska Fairbanks, 9-11 at 7 o'clock. And then the weekend tournament, lots of volleyball for the Division II tournament with the Lady Yellow Jackets at 1 o'clock on Friday and 7 o'clock on Friday as well. And then 3 and 7 on Saturday. So a lot of volleyball to be watched at the Altero. Let's get out and support Cordova and the players and the Lady Yellow Jacket Volleyball Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.